landmarks. I was looking at the strip on 467.
Yeah, we're here. Well,
so I didn't really get to see very much of Edwards, so this time I'll look a little bit more.
You won't see when you go over the headway, when you leave the part of the town to your right.
Is it very big? I mean,
no, well, it's not so large. Maybe Edwards population around maybe 1,200 or 1,300.
Is it really more of an agricultural?
More of agriculture.
No industry to speak of?
No. The egg farm is about the biggest industry we have here, except the pupwood.
Oh, I see.
Pupwood and the egg farm is about the biggest industry.
I see.
The biggest industry we have.
Do people from Edwards go into Jackson to work?
Go to Jackson. Go to Vicksburg.
Which do you think of Edwards as being being closer to, not in distance, but, you know, if people were going to go shopping, would they be more likely to go to Jackson or Vicksburg?
Vicksburg.
They would, it's closer.
Vicksburg is close. See, Vicksburg is just about 15 miles.
Oh, really? Is that close?
That close. Vicksburg.
I didn't realize that.
Go ahead. Just as you... As you leave here, go out to the 22, the intersection there, and just as you get out to 22, run this way, you turn right to your right, go down and hit intersection 20, and you're in route west to Vicksburg.
No, and I see.
Cross the big black river, and ain't very far after you cross. Then you come into a place over there called Bovina. Well, you head you right on straight road into Vicksburg, and now when you get in that, it'll show you that Vicksburg to the right there, on to Battlefield Village. Yeah, well, now that's another part of Vicksburg, a large part of it there, called the Battlefield Village. That's old military, way back in the. In the 70s and 80s, when the war was breaking out, Vicksburg practically is covered over with graves.
Is that right? I'd like to see Vicksburg. I hear a lot about it.
Well, everywhere you go practically around in Vicksburg, you find a military park. You see monuments here and there and there and yon. They just clean up a lot of them, Battlefield Village.
How do they refer to that war around here? Do they call it the Civil War or the Confederate War?
Confederate War. You find it Confederate War there.
Do they ever call it the War Between the States?
Between the States.
And which one is? Would you hear more often?
You hear more about Confederate.
That's the one they would say more
about than the rest of them.
I see. Mm-hmm. All right. Last time I was starting to ask you about some things that you might use in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
If you were going to fry chicken, you might put it in grease and something on the stove. And what would that thing be called that you put it in?
Well, we usually call it a skillet.
Is it skillet iron?
Skillet's iron.
Now, is a frying pan the same as a skillet?
It's a frying pan, same as a skillet. Now, you have one of them is kind of not as heavy as the skillet.
I see. The frying pan's not as heavy.
Not as heavy as a skillet.
I see. Did you ever, in the old days, see something that you used kind of like that you cooked in the fireplace with?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you call those? What'd they look like?
Well, we had these were called skillets.